Today is Thursday, the 6th of December, the Feast of St. Nicholas, in the first week of Advent.
Ungulungulu walithandizwe kangaka, waze wanikela ngendodana yakhizelwe iyodwa, yodwa, yodwa. Ungulungulu
walithandazwe. Ladysmith Black Mambazo sing, Utando Olangaka. Who will separate us from the love of God? That's a good thought to enter into prayer with, to begin my prayer today, to rest easy in the love of God, to know that I am safe in that love, which nothing and no one can take away from me.
Kipabunga babe kuna Espa manwene Batwina bavuma Mubabatu mabepira Espa manwene Nakuna Wabupagene Ukaspula
Isizwe zonke bu
Isizwe zonke Sakalugu ya zengisu Nogu tetelelwa kwesono
Ngujiwe yenagantu
Ngujiwe, ngujiwe, ngujiwe yenagantu Ngujiwe,
ngujiwe,
ngujiwe satanagantu Ngujiwe,
ngujiwe,
ngujiwe yenagantu
Ngujiwe,
ngujiwe satanagantu
Ngujiwe,
ngujiwe yenagantu
Ngujiwe,
ngujiwe
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
On that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up victory like walls and bulwarks. Open the gates so that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. For he has brought low the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city he lays low. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy.
The picture of a city given in today's reading is complex and interesting. It is presented in at least three stages. Let's take them one by one. Firstly, we hear from the inhabitants of a strong city. Its walls are high, its gateways strong. They have nothing to fear. Can you imagine what it's like to live in a city like that? Surprisingly, though, these people do not stay cocooned in their safety. They open the gates so that all sorts of other people can come flooding in. Picture yourself there, among them, greeting and being greeted. At the end of the passage, the mood darkens. The city has become proud, rejecting the poor and needy. So God acts on their behalf, and the proud city is laid waste. Where does your imagination take you now? Are you with the proud inhabitants, lamenting their fate, or are you on the side of the helpless, rejoicing in the city's downfall? As you hear Isaiah's words again, notice where your attention comes to rest.
On that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up victory like walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, so that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. For he has brought low the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city he lays low. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy.
Isaiah speaks of a city long ago. Talk to God about anything that resonates with your experience in the picture that he paints. O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel, come Lord Jesus.